Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. For he is greatly, greatly, greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you right now. We just hope that everybody is blessed and prosperous and good health. Hallelujah. We hope that your day was a good day. Hallelujah. We hope that your day was blessed. Everybody was blessed. Your family blessed. Hallelujah. Because we serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. He's an on-time God. And we just love him. We just love him today. And I know you love him. Hallelujah. So I'm a play this song, hallelujah. It says, praise the Lord. We praise the Lord on the mountaintop. We praise the Lord in the valleys low. We praise the Lord. So let's just put your fried chicken down and just let's give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
of his benefits, hallelujah. Don't forget any of his benefits, hallelujah. How many know benefits as on your job? Sometimes you, if that job don't have benefits, you know, you ain't working there. If that job don't have no benefits, you know, like paid time off, vacation time off, health insurance, and work, all that stuff, hallelujah. But the Lord, hallelujah, supplies with much better, hallelujah, much better benefits, hallelujah. It says, who forgives all our sins, who forgives you of your sins, who forgives you of my sins. He forgives me of my sins, hallelujah. He forgives all your sins, hallelujah. Who heals all your diseases, who heals all our diseases, all our medical conditions, hallelujah, associated with specific signs and symptoms, hallelujah. He heals us, hallelujah, from all medical conditions, hallelujah. Who redeems your life from the pit, hallelujah. What pit? From the pits of hell, hallelujah. He redeems us from the pits of hell, hallelujah. He was our redeemer. He is our redeemer, hallelujah. He is our redeemer, hallelujah. We are bought with a price, hallelujah. We are bought with a price. We are no longer, hallelujah, our own, hallelujah. He is our redeemer, hallelujah, Jesus. Who crowns, hallelujah, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, hallelujah. Who crowns us, hallelujah, with loving kindness, hallelujah, and tender mercy, hallelujah. And who satisfies your years, he satisfies us with good things, hallelujah. How many know in James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light. Every good and every perfect gift comes from the Lord. And the blessings, hallelujah, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. Proverbs 10:22, I thank God for he satisfies us, hallelujah, the years with good things, hallelujah. And he also, so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagles, hallelujah. We are eagles, hallelujah. We are not no chickens, hallelujah. We soar high, hallelujah. We soar high like the eagles, hallelujah. God compares us to eagles, not chickens, hallelujah. We are like eating fried chicken, hallelujah, but we are not no chickens. We are eagles because we soar high. We soar high above the clouds, soar high above in the sky. We soar high, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. I thank God for the word, hallelujah. I thank God for his word, because his word, hallelujah, is just the only thing going to last in this world, hallelujah. And I thank God. I'm going to play this song, then the man of God is going to come, going to give us the word, hallelujah. I pray that every ear that heareth, hallelujah, they that have an ear, hear the word of God, hallelujah. Yearn. By Eddie James.
Surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Lord. Soothe me with your love. Ora man tiando lo nano tiene che ho surround me. Oh, Lord. Surround me. Oh, Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Let your presence, Lord God, fill this place, Lord God. Fill it with your glory, Lord God. Fill it with your power, Lord God. Fill it with your love, Lord God. Hallelujah. Fill it, Lord God. Fill it, Lord God. Fill it with your presence, Lord God. Ha, glory. Fill it, Lord God. Aya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fill it, Lord God. Fill it. With your power, with your glory, with your love, Lord God. Fill this place, Lord God. Fill it, hallelujah. In us, around us, and through us, Lord God. Fill it, Lord Jesus. Our glory. Fill this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, fill this place. Oh, glory, fill this place, fill this place, fill this place. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. The name of God will be coming from Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Isaiah, 40th chapter. Starting. I'll be reading 1 through 2, verses 1 and 2. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Isaiah 40. And it says, comfort, oh, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her time of compulsory service in warfare is finished. That her wickedness has been taken away since her punishment is sufficient. That she has received from the Lord's hand double punishment for all her, hallelujah.
Amen.
For the reading of the word.
Amen. I want to thank my wife for reading the word and letting God use her in the first part of our service here right now. It's so good to be back in the midst of you all. I thank you all for listening to us time and time again. And I thank you because God is surely lifting us up, and I thank God, and I give him the honor right now because he's worthy of my honor. And I want to thank Apostle for allowing this radio station through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to continue on and on. Thanking my wife for just partaking of this service with me time and time again. And so it is a blessing to have someone stand with you at a time like these. It is a blessing. And as I began to go into the message right now, I want to just look to God.
Yes.
I want to pray to him because he is the author and the finisher of all of our faith.
Yes, he is.
Without him, we can do not anything, but with him, we can do all things.
Yes.
Because he says all things is possible through Christ Jesus. And now as I look to him, I just want God to just continue pouring out his blessing upon this year radio station. This year radio station and even those that partake on the radio station, I want him to continue on blessing them. Inside
Amen.
And
yes.
outside.
Yes.
Most holy God, my heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, it is again that I come as humble as I know how. I come right now, Lord, just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for another day that thine has made. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning and starting us on this day. Thank you for what you have already done in our lives and what you're about to do in our lives this beginning of this year. Lord, I want to thank you for this radio station being broadcast week after week, day after day. Thank you because there are so many people that's out here in the world that's hungry and need spiritual food to be able to fill their spiritual quench right now. Lord, lift them up and let them stand and let them lean on you, Lord. When trouble comes, Lord, let them be able to run to that secret place, the hiding place where that they will find you waiting for them there. Lord, right now, as I go into your word, I pray that you would hide me behind your secret desk and let your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide within me. Guide my tongue, guide my mind, guide me as I speak, Lord. You speak to me, to these here your people. Now, Lord, I pray that you would just anoint me afresh from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet and let your Spirit flow out of me, Lord, because, Lord, you are so good. Lord, right now, I pray a special prayer right now for those that's sick and those that's shut in, wherever they may be. Some might be in a hospital. Some might be at home, but I ask you, Lord, that you would be the doctor in this sick room. Let them just stop and touch the hem of your garment and let the medicine flow into their bodies. Lord, right now, I bless the bereaved family. Comfort them right now as they have lost the loved ones. And now, Lord, as I go, come and go with me to your word and let me be able to share your word with these here your people in Jesus' name. And for your sake, I ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
The 40th chapter of Isaiah. And I'm going to be using just two main verses of that chapter, but my message is going to be based on that chapter, Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And the first verse reads, it says, comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquities is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And I'm going to use for a title right now, comfort in the time of a storm. Comfort in the time. We are caught up here sometime we go through storms. And we go through trials and we go through tribulations. But I stop to let you know, the God that we serve, God will bring comfort in the time of our storms. In this chapter, orders are given to preach and declare the good news of redemption. Good news is introduced by a voice in the desert, which give assurance that all obstructions will be removed, that the word of God will be established. And not only established, the word of God will be fulfilled. A joyful prospect of this redemption is given to the people of God. The sovereignty and the power of God are exalted. Allahs are therefore triumphed over, and Allahs rebuked for their foolishness. A rebuke is given to the people of God for their affairs. Yes, comfort my people, says your God. And we find here the commission and instructions are given to us to declare comfort to God's people. God is speaking here, comfort, comfort ye, my people. They are given not only to the prophet, but to all the Lord's prophets, to all Christ's ministry. Let them be sure that this, all this, God still has mercy in the store for them. God still has mercy stored up in the storehouse for us. All we got to do is listen to his voice. Let them be sure that despite of this, you see, God says, despite of this, I have stored up for you goods for a time that you needed. It was especially a direction to the prophets who would live time of exile. When Jerusalem was in ruins, they must encourage the captive to hope. Gospel ministers who are employed by the Blessed Spirit as a comforter and as a helper of the joy of Christians are here remind of the work they are called to do. We are called. We are called to do a work for the Lord. In my Father's house, there is room. God has set aside to call us from out of the mouldy clay into his bright shining light to do his will, not our will that it shall be done. It is his will. There's work to be done. So then, my brothers, sitting back on God's word, we show it up on the inside, but we don't pass it out to those, so that those that's lost that can hear God's word, we are storing up for a time to use this that God has gave us, and we are setting back. God has called us for a purpose. Here you find here in the 40th chapter, God was saying comfort, comforting words are directed to Jerusalem in particular. He said, speak. That's all we have to do. Speak the word literally to the heart of Jerusalem. Do not whisper it. God don't want us to whistle those words. He want us to cry unto her. He want us to cry out and show the saints the comfort as well as sinners their disobedience. Make her hear it. Her warfare is accomplished. The time of a hard service has been completed. The campaign has now come to an end. Human life is a hard service. The Christian life is much more so. But the struggle will not last forever. Hard service will soon be completed. Then the good soldier. indulgence will not only enter into the rest, but also be sure of their pay. The cost of her trouble is removed. And when that is taken away, the effect will cease. Tell her her iniquities, listen, is pardoned. God is reconciling to her. Nothing can be pardoned. God, nothing can be spoken more comfortably than this. Son's sins are forgiven. Isn't that all right here, right now? When God speaks and says, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. When sin is forgiven, troubles are removed. You see, that's the only way that trouble will move, because we have to ask God for forgiveness of our sins. If we continue on, holding on to our sins on the inside of us and not asking God to forgive us of our sin, comes an even sore. It eats at us. It begins to eat and eat. And after a while, it's going to fester. And after a while, somebody's going to die spiritually. I tell you, don't hold on to your sins. Give them to the Lord, and he will remove the troubles in love, because God loves you spite of all that you do. God loves you because I know he loves you, because God still lets the sun rise in the sky. God still lets the rain from the sky. If God don't just do it for the just, God do it for the unjust also. God loves his creation, but he don't love everything that they do that's not pleasing in his sight. But God still loves us. And when we come to him and cry out and give him our sins, lay them at his feet, then my Bible here says that she has received of the Lord double for the cure of all her sins, more than sufficient, come between her and her hour, the worship of which was a great sin. God intends for us to restore us by even the things that we do. Let he restore those in Jerusalem, that those that was in exile in the town of Babylon. It gives back in them to a deep root, hated towards our adoration, and was a double strong medicine to cleanse the negatives of our sins. Those what God says in his word, receive of the Lord double for all their sins, because the atonement Christ made by his death was such a primitive value that it bore the double the punishment of sin. For God spared not his own son. God down through 42 generations, God sent his son, in the world to die on the cross, because the world was dark. The world was wicked. And I tell you, it was so dark that God says, I'm going to send my only son so he can be the ransom for us, for all mankind's sins. God's son hung there. He hung on
that old rugged cross. And as he hung there, well, he hung there, and he hung there. They beat him. They scorned him. They even went so far, put a crown of thorns on his head. Blood began to run down in great big drops of sweat. And they began to part his garment. They done all of these things to our Savior. They passed it in his side. They put thorns in his hands and feet. But he hung there. He hung there. And he hung there because he come down, because he had a mission to fulfill. He come so that we can have life and have life more abundantly. He hung there, and as he hung there, after a while, all by, he dropped his head in the lock of his shoulders. He looked to the Father. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They have crucified me, but they don't know what they have done. I am who I am. I am the rose of Sharon. I am the lily in the valley. I am the bright morning star. I am the all in all. I am the bread when you're hungry. I am the water when you're thirsty. I am the Son of God, the one that come down to die on the cross. I tell you, I am who I am. Comfort in the time of a storm. Storm, clouds are rising, billows are raging. But God, but God, God has made a way out of no way for us. God has opened up doors that no man can close. God has closed doors that no man can open. But God makes a way for us to be able, when we going through troubled times, God got a way with us, begin to bring comfort to us. He comfort to us because he said in his words, comfort ye, comfort my people. He said, speak to the Jerusalem what he was saying back then. But he's telling us today to speak to the world that's out here right now, that this stuff that is not like him, it's got to come to an end. Because we got to come to him and ask him for the forgiveness of our sins. And he will receive us. And he will give us devil for all our sins. Then we go along a little further. There was one. Let me take my time for just a little while longer. There was one, even before Jesus come down through 42 generations and hung on the cross, there was a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, fix straight in the desert, a highway for our God. And he says here, every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. But here, listen, he said, the glory of our Lord, the glory of our Lord, it shall be revealed. All flesh shall see it together. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, knowing that he's Lord of lords and he's King of kings. Every knee shall bow, for God cry out that the Lord is my dwelling place. And the Lord is my dwelling place. In him I will dwell. I know what I'm talking about. God dwells in this place. God dwells inside of me. I will not faint. I will not stop. Because I know where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth. God is my dwelling place. He enlightened the light because Jesus is the light of the world. And in him there is no darkness. In him the darkness can't even cover his delight because God's light shines bright through the darkness. We sometimes are tossed and we are driven. We are battered by an angry sea. But the storm of life keeps raging. But God's comfort rests. Will sell up on us and let us receive some comfort in a time of a storm. God's comforting words will pick us up and turn us around. God has made a way for us to be able to feel his presence because he is there. He is there. God bring comfort to us at a time like this. And listen, and the comfort that God brings to us, it gives us strength, even to help us and to help ourselves. The one who is the strong, God is the strength of our life, whom shall we fail? God is the help. Even when we weak, he will help the willing. He will help those who is humble and help themselves. He will do well for those who do their best. The youth, the Bible says, and the young men are strong, but tend to think themselves stronger than they are. They shall faint and not be weary. They shall only fall. They shall walk and not grow weary. Yeah, they will walk and run away of God's commandment. You see, God says it is raised. The grass shall wither. The flower will fade. But I stop to let you know that God's word will stand forever. The flowers and the grass will fade away. But the word of God will never fade away. It will stand forever and forever. God is our refuge. In him we find shelter. God is our help. In the present time of the storm, God is our way. When we can't find our way, God is who he said he is. He said, I set high, and I look slow. I rule heaven, and I rule earth. All you got to do now, I'm going to leave this with you in the close. All you got to do is wait on the Lord. And he shall renew your strength. You shall mount up with like eagles. And you shall run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And the Lord will bring you out of demonic clay. He will set your feet on that solid rock. That solid rock which is Jesus. Jesus is a rock of ages. Jesus is buried. the closer we become, all we got to do is just keep on keeping on. We need to come near to him.
Yes,
because he is the one. He is the one. Wait on him. But let him comfort you in the time of your storm.
Yes,
whatever your storm might be right now. But let him bring comfort. Because he is the comforter. Because he gave us the comforter. The Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us.
Yes, yes.
So let us let the Holy Spirit work. And as the Holy Spirit works in us, let us not worry. Let us not faint. Let us just look to the hill. For which cometh by help? No, and our help comes from the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. That is my message for right now. Comfort in the time of a storm. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, where God cried out, comfort, yes, comfort my people. God said it. I didn't say it, but God said it. I didn't write it. I spoke what God had gave me to speak. And now as I go to my seat, I just ask you, continue on praying for me and my family, and I'll keep you in prayer. And as we journey through this land, going and searching as we go, lifting up the bloodstained banner of our Lord and Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
Sweet the sound. Most holy God, I am the Father. Again, we come to the end of our service. I thank you right now for watching over us and keeping us, guiding us and leading us. Right now, Lord, I pray that you would just continue on lifting up these here, your people that is here with us right now. Lord, we want to thank you for all that you have done, all you're about to do, all you're about to do. Lord, right now, come now, Lord. I pray if there is one that don't know you by the pardon of your sins, I pray, Lord, that they would just come believing in their heart and that you was raised from the dead and thou shalt have life and have life more abundantly. I thank you right now, Lord, for your word, because your word is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet and keep us day by day. Now, and as we go the rest of this week, Lord, I pray that you continue on pouring out your blessings upon us. And now, and as I go down from this place, I pray that you would keep us under the shadow of your Almighty. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and for your sake, I ask it all. My phone number again is 804-313-5877. 804-313-5877. And you have a blessed, blessed rest of this night and a blessed week. In Jesus. Amen.